The question is, what happens to the Holy Spirit in heaven? That is a very good question. What happens to the Holy Spirit in heaven? He's the same place he was before creation. Remember, at creation, the Spirit of God is moving on the face of the waters. God has always been, there's always been one God in three persons. And basically, theologians show God like this. That there is Christ and the Father and the Spirit. And when Jesus was incarnated, there's only one God. This is one God. Three persons. Father is a person of one God. Spirit is a person of one God. The first person, the second person. This is the third person. Now watch. Jesus, though, was incarnated and became a man. And he is 100% human, and Jesus is 100% God. And this, in Scripture, is called the hypostatic union, that he is not half and half. Jesus is all man, all God, in one, never divided from the Trinity. So where's the Holy Spirit? He's where he always was. He's right there. And he will be forever the Spirit of God. And he will be forever. It's interesting, they have roles within the Trinity. And when everything is over, this part of the Trinity, the Father, 1 Corinthians tells us, it's interesting, 1 Corinthians 15 says, when everything is over, I just told you about the millennium and everything else, it says, Jesus delivers up to the Father so that the Father can be all in all. And it's so interesting, we get right back to God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now here's one more thing to blow your mind. When you get to heaven, you're only going to see one God, and it's Jesus Christ. God and the Spirit are invisible. They are spirits. You will not see three of them walking around in their white robes saying, hey, I'm Father, I'm the Son, I'm the Spirit. There's only one God you see in heaven. And he's the exact representation of the whole. It doesn't say the exact representation of the Father. It's the exact representation of the triune God is in this part right here. The incarnation of Christ. The union of the divine Christ, the third person of the Trinity, or the second person of the Trinity, sorry. The Son is the second, and the Spirit is the third. But the second person of the Trinity, forever incarnate in human flesh, is just amazing. So, and boy, now I'm getting into the deep stuff, the deep water, and I'm going to drown myself in a minute. To answer Dave's question, the Spirit will still be the Spirit. He will still be present. He will still be energizing us. In fact, if you read closely in heaven, we don't have independent eternal existence. We're still eating of the tree of life. I mean, read chapter 21 and 22 again. It's not like once we get to heaven, you know, we have our own power plant. We can just go off and spend our time water skiing in the galaxies. We're having to stick close to the throne of God. And we are sustained by we eat from the fruit of the tree of life. And so there is, even in eternity, an element of dependence on God. It's just amazing.